Possible excerpts 4 and 5. But already, as the blessed elder used to say, since the Lord, being an envoy of the Almighty, was sent toward Hebrews, Paul, through modesty, as one sent to the nations, does not inscribe himself as an envoy to the Hebrews, both through honor toward the Lord and on account that he wrote the letter to the Hebrews from his abundance, being a preacher and envoy of the other nations. And again, in the same books, Clement sets forth the tradition of the earliest elders concerning the order of the good messages in this way. He says that those of the good messages having the genealogies were published openly, but that the good message according to Marcus had this economy. While Peter was preaching the word publicly in Roma, in speaking out the good message by the Spirit, those who were present, who were many, called upon Marcus to write up the things which had been said, since he had followed Peter from far back and remembered what had been said. And having made the good message, he gave it out to those who had requested it. When Peter found out, he neither directly prevented nor encouraged it. But Yohanan, last of all, knowing that the bodily facts had been made clear in the good messages, urged by friends, born by the Spirit of God, made a spiritual good message.